and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are the founders of Battle Ready Ministries, Colonel David Giamona and Troy Anderson. Our co-host today is Maricela Woodall. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, welcome our hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker.
Yeah.
Welcome, everyone, to Grace Street.
Yeah.
We have a great show today.
Yeah.
Don't miss it. This is one of the important shows that you need to get ready. The Military Guide to Disarming Deception.
Wow.
We have with us today Colonel David Giamona. Did I say that right this time?
Absolutely right on the money.
And Troy Anderson.
Yeah. A clap for us.
Wow. These guys are ready for warfare. And we need warfare in triumphant truth. What does that mean?
Well, you know, the devil's a liar.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Everything he does is a lie. So we're teaching people in this book how to triumph over the devil by preaching the truth. What did Jesus say?
Amen.
You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Amen.
That's what we're going to talk about today.
Wow. Amen. I believe God ordained you to be here today.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's excellent.
Yeah. But Rabbi has been on the phone with us and has been... He's just a dear friend besides being one of the great voices of the day.
Yeah.
But he just said the warfare in the church world and the warfare that he has in home is unbelievable. He said it's beyond anything he's ever known.
Well, if you look at the back of the book, Jim, the fact it says this, the time is running out. Are you battle ready?
Mm.
And that's why we wrote these books. Troy and I are not writing these books for our own health. We're writing this because the church is under siege.
That's right. Yes.
It's under war.
Yes.
And
pastors
are afraid.
Yes.
I've talked to a lot of pastors don't want to talk about this kind of stuff.
That's right.
Because they want to get paid. They want to get their congregations appeased. But you know what? I tell pastors, it's time to stand up.
Yes.
And it's time to get into the battle mode. Because
that's right.
It's time to stop. It's time to stop making our people easy in the seats, because we're in war. If you don't prepare them, they're going to perish.
They will.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I wish Mondo was here because I always ask him a question because he knows the answer
I love
to
that
certain
guy.
Things. But it was like, how many churches have lost their pastors this year? Does anybody remember in the last year?
It's been thousands.
It's been thousands. I thought it was like 14,000 or something. Pastors left. The churches are just closing down.
I talked to a senior leader, and I can't tell his name because this is in private conversation. A senior leader in Northern California, he said, and he's in charge of many pastors. He said many pastors are closing shop and leaving. They said to him, "We've never signed up for this.
Wow.
We're not going to be in this warfare."
Oh, we never signed up. That's like Army, isn't it? You sign up.
When we were going to war, Desert Storm, I'll never forget, I was living at Fort Bliss. And we were living near a hospital, and all the doctors lived in our neighborhood, and all the wives converged on our house and my wife, and they were complaining that their husbands had to go to war. And my wife said, "What do you think was going to happen? You think the Army's just going to give you free education? No, it's time for your guys to man up and get going and take care of our soldiers." Right. And so my husband's going, and your husbands are going too.
Yeah.
Oh. And we're in the time of war. Right now, this is warfare in America. It's like I've never seen before.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the direction America is going.
America... If it continues on, we're not going to have America.
That's right.
We will not have a country.
No.
And it pains me. I fought for this country for 32 years.
And thank you.
And it was my pleasure to do it. I was in conflict in Saudi Arabia and Iraq, Afghanistan, and in Central America. And it pains me to say this, but America is going down the wrong alley right now.
Absolutely.
And if it doesn't stop, if we don't elect the right people, we don't get people in leadership, we're going to go the way of old Israel when they said everybody did right in their own eyes. And that's what's going on right now in our country.
You're right.
I haven't introduced you yet, have I?
Colonel.
Colonel David Giamona is the president of the Battle Ready Ministries, equipping the church to be warriors. Yes, this is why we got to have some warriors for God in the end times.
Amen.
He's a U.S. Army chaplain, retired 32 years in the military.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And you're still alive.
I'm still there. Because God, I'm alive until God says go home.
That's it.
Amen.
So you've been in the military 32 years. You're an end times expert. And now you're in God's military, getting the church ready.
Amen.
To go to heaven.
Yes.
That's where we're ready
yeah.
to go to, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
And I know one great teacher, Laura, you know him too, but he says that the tribulation period could begin at the end of this year. Could you believe that?
I do believe it. Yeah, it could happen. Absolutely.
We're in the last days, people.
Absolutely.
I've been preaching a long time. And when I was 19, what was the prophet that prayed over? Do you remember?
Phil Halverson.
Phil Halverson. And he said that I would help usher in the coming of the Lord.
Amen, brother.
He said I would go where no man had ever gone before, and that was television. Mm-hmm. Pat Robertson, I had that privilege of joining Pat Robertson in the first Christian TV station in America, in the world.
Amen.
Can you imagine that?
Pioneers.
Here I am, 82 years old, and we're still pioneering.
Yeah.
And we just opened up a network 2 years ago,
yes,
I think it is
amen.
Now.
That's right.
The Voice of the Prophets.
Yeah, that's right.
But you guys ought to be on.
Yeah.
Amen. We're there.
I got a great network.
Jim, I got to tell you something.
Lord. It's on in New York. It's on in Los Angeles. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Right. I got to tell you something about the prophets. The Lord just spoke to me this morning. He woke me up. And I was telling Troy, even last night, I was reading in Ezra. You all know that book. You know, the enemies came against Ezra, and they wanted to stop him from building the temple,
yeah.
Jim. And all of a sudden, these prophets came in and said, the Lord says, you will build a temple. And he got King Cyrus, the Persian kings, and everybody said, here's the treasure, here's the money, you will do it. And the enemy, Satan, look, folks, Satan is just a pawn.
Right.
Yes, he is.
And all these people, these leftists, these liberals, all these people are coming against us.
Right.
They're pawns. But in the end, we're going to sit in judgment on them in the, you know, the great white throne judgment, and we're going to stand, and they're going to bow before Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Every knee
Amen.
Shall bow, and every
Amen.
Tongue will
Amen.
Confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Right.
You want to be on that team. You want to be on God's side, people.
Yeah.
The king's coming back. We are going to have the best time. I'm inviting all of you to the PTL heavenly reunion. When we all get to heaven, all the group as we watch together, to get together and talk things out. And you remember, say, oh, remember that show? Remember that? Remember that? So we're going to remember it all day. And then I said, here we are, folks. I told you we'd get here.
Yes, thank
we're going to be
Lord.
There. We're going to celebrate forever, brother.
Forever.
Amen.
Never,
we're
never.
You're
forever.
Enthusiastic. Have you always been enthusiastic?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Good.
Sicilian.
I love
and,
it.
Oh, mixture of the Sicilian and the Holy Spirit. It's a That's bad combination.
You know, Mondo's not here today. As people are going to say, where's Mondo this week? Well, Mondo's in Italy.
Yes. Love Italy.
You know Mondo.
Oh,
our
I love
co-host.
Mondo.
And yeah. so we're sad he's gone, but he'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know that.
Give Mondo my love, our
yeah.
love. We love him. He was on one of our board meetings a few months ago. And
that's right.
Boy, he gave the word of God.
Amen.
I mean, he just,
Amen.
Whoa,
wow,
yeah.
I didn't
powerful.
Know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't tell you everything.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I hope he's not looking for a job.
He's got one
yeah.
right here.
Yeah. Yeah, he's traveling all over the country now preaching.
Amen.
And so, Sue, there when we went on the air, this
yes.
is my daughter, Tammy Sue.
Hello.
My
Hello,
firstborn. And I won't tell her age because she won't let
you
me.
You tell my age all the time.
I won't do it. But she's half a century old. And she doesn't look that old.
No.
But she's my firstborn child.
Yes.
And before we went on the air, You sang a line of one song. Could you sing the one line?
Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. And it just, that's all I know. Yeah. I know the song, but I can't remember the lyrics. And one of our audience guests in the audience was singing the rest of the song, yeah. And it's incredible. But we're going to learn it, and we're going to sing it here for you. Yes.
Good. Colonel, do you sing?
No, but I play the sax.
And we're going to hear it.
Oh, I know
yes.
that.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Why don't we open up with the song since yes. Sue yes. got us going here.
Yeah.
Jesus coming
and
soon.
And before we do, and as you get ready, we also, Colonel, we want to introduce Troy
yes.
Anderson.
Yes. Amen.
And that was next. That was coming next. But we keep moving on from one thing to another. Troy, we're glad to have you back.
Oh, wonderful yes. to be here.
You are so amazing.
Troy is a Pulitzer Prize nominated investigative journalist
yes,
and a best-selling that. Author.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question before we go? How come the journalists have become enemies of the church?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a journalist for 3 decades, and it's very sad and tragic to see journalism, the profession, you know, that I was involved in for so many years, becomes, you know, such a tool for propaganda and disinformation,
yeah,
right. fake news, and you know, it's pretty much completely controlled now from the top down.
Absolutely, it is.
Amazing. Grace.
You're the vice president and COO of Battle Ready Ministries. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
You are. You write for many media outlets, so I want to welcome you back to the program
yes.
with Colonel David
Giamona. Yes.
We're going to get into some deep conversations
yes,
today.
We are.
And do you have something you want to say, by the way? I just keep not wanting to leave you. I feel like, what's on your heart today?
Well, you know, a little bit earlier we were talking about Billy Graham. And
yes.
You know, I had the great honor of interviewing Billy Graham in 2013 about the second coming. And he said that signs of the end of the age are converging for the first time since Jesus made those predictions. And then you had this very interesting story about Billy Graham.
Yes. How long ago was that?
That was in 2013. It was for a 7-part series of stories I wrote.
Wow.
So Billy Graham believed that we were at that point being prepared for the end times.
Yeah.
It is the end times.
And you know, over his career, his amazing career, he would often give sermons on the second coming and the return of Jesus. And here we are. I mean, all the signs are converging
yes.
and accelerating like we've never seen before.
Like right. never before.
That's right.
How many believe Jesus is coming soon?
Yes.
Raise
yes.
your hand.
Yes.
Let me see. That's 100%. Amen and amen. Amen. All right, here's the song. So right now, here's David Giamona. With Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
Incredible. Amazing.
Colonel David Giamona. Giamona, come back with us. Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. That's
what
amazing.
An incredible talent he has.
You can
incredible.
Preach and play
that
horn. That's not quite fair. I don't know, but
it takes a lot of lung power, right?
Yes.
I do have a lot of hot air.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, we appreciate it.
God picked the right person when he asked me to play the sax because I have a lot of air.
Amazing.
But Colonel, you have over 30 years of experience in the military.
Yes.
Including tours of Iraq. Where else?
Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia. Wow. I've been
Honduras.
Kuwait. I've been all around the world, but in war zones. And then the Middle East, I mean, in the Central America, which they didn't consider a war zone, people were shooting at us, called the Sandinistas. So it was war to me.
Yes.
So absolutely. Yeah, I've been all around the world. I was a chaplain for the Asia-Pacific region, where we can talk about China. I know a lot about what's going on over there.
Yeah, we need to talk about China.
We can talk about that, but also all the Middle East. I lived in Europe for 5 years, so lived all around the world. And
I'm hearing rumors underground that China could attack the United States of America soon. Do you believe that?
We take a couple more hours for the whole show to talk about this, but I'll make it short. Back in 2012, I was in the Army War College, which is the senior college for all Army officers. If you're going to be a general or above, they make you go to Army War College. And I was there for 2 years. And they all said in every book, our number one enemy was not terrorists, was not Russia, was not anybody else. It was China. They were more worried about China than anything else. And there's for good reason. China is stated in categorically over and over in writing, in their documents, the prime minister. The fact of the matter is they want to rule the world.
That's right.
They want to take over the world. But God's not going to let them, of course. But and so their strategies to annex Taiwan, I believe they will attack Taiwan and they will take Taiwan. Yeah. And right now they're prepping. I mean, they're sending ships, airplanes, all kinds of armament to Taiwan right now. And if the United States gets in a shooting war with China, we could be in the pre-order or the before World War II happened, all this stuff happened that, you know, these countries realign themselves. It's happening right now, and we may be at the beginning of World War III. And some people say we are in World War III at the beginning right now.
Right.
Wow. So a lot of people believe that.
Yes.
How have you embedded your military knowledge and the experience into your new book? And I have it here.
Yeah, we have it right here.
It's being released this week, right?
Yes, and it's been number one on Amazon in a number of categories on the pre-order. Yes.
Pre-order.
Yeah, pre-order.
That's a good sign. The Military Guide to Disarming Deception. Boy, they need to get this book.
Well, the important thing, Jim, about this book is parents need to get it and understand it because their kids are being indoctrinated in our educational systems. And that's what's wrong with America right
now.
Yeah, all the way from kindergarten, all the way into our liberal universities. And we have a whole chapter just talking about that. And if you're a parent right now, get your kids out of the school system. If you can afford it, get them private school, get them homeschool, do something because your kids are being indoctrinated in the ways of the devil.
That's right.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That is so right. And nobody's hardly talking like that.
Yeah. That's why they don't like us.
I like you. I don't want the kids to learn in kindergarten that they should have sex change.
That's right. Absolutely. And that's why Donald Trump was trying to change our universities. You know, if you're a Christian conservative person, they won't hire you in our liberal universities.
Right.
They won't hire you. They don't want you in there. And so you asked me, what did I learn? I learned in 32 years of military experience how we use in the military deception to confuse our enemies, to win wars, to preempt all of their strategy. And that's what's going on right now. We're using this book to teach people that what the government is doing, what educators are doing, what scientists are doing that are being used of Satan, we're teaching them how to circumvent that. And get strategies to rule their lives so they don't get fooled and duped and go down the wrong path to hell.
Amen. That's it.
Troy, you're co-writer of this book, and I know you're a Pulitzer Prize nominated investigative journalist, best-selling author. Tori, I wanted to ask you, is what is going to happen with our children? What is happening with them? You're an educated person.
Yeah. You know, Jen, you're absolutely right. I mean, think about the reaction that our parents and grandparents would have to what's happening. Oh. They'd be aghast. Yeah, you know, it's unbelievable the changes that have occurred in our society. And this is what they're doing. They've been targeting the kids for decades. Most parents were largely unaware of what's happening. But what we're seeing now in California is the model, not just for America, but for the whole world. And it's the sex change. It's the indoctrination. It's the LGBTQ. It's everything. It's all this sort of antichrist mind spirit. They're trying to prepare these younger generations for this eventual world system that they're trying to bring online. And so, you know, we need to stand up and be bold and courageous. Yeah. Fight back against this because they're trying to take away our kids.
Yeah, they are.
You're releasing this book at this time. Do you feel like this is a key time for this book?
And like I said, you know, in my three decades of a journalist, I've never seen the level of deception, mm-hmm. you know, propaganda, fake news, the whole woke revolution, the cancel culture. I mean, there's almost like a socialist, communist, Marxist takeover of our country going on. They're just not rounding us up yet. What they're doing is they're using electronic means, a surveillance state, economic means to control us and silence us. Mm-hmm. And so we need to, you know, stand up and be courageous.
Yes, we do.
Can you give me some background for the book of where it came from? What is in this book?
So in early 2018, my co-author, Colonel Giamona, got a hold of me out of the blue. And at that time, he said the Lord had given a book called The Making of a Warrior. Mm-hmm. And I remember when he first called me, I thought to myself, you know, because I'd written some books trying to wake up America, trying to wake up the church to the dangers we're in back in, you know, 2015 or so. And I knew about these polls that said 70 to 80% of the public highly respects the military. And so I thought, if America and the church will listen to anybody, they'll listen to a U.S. Army chaplain and colonel. And so we wrote the first book together, The Military Guide to Armageddon, Preparing Your Life and Soul for the End Times, became a number one bestseller. And and then, you know, our publisher asked us, you know, to write another book. And I thought, what's the biggest thing in the world? It's deception. The devil's, you know, when Jesus' disciples asked the Lord, what will be the signs of the end of the age? He said, watch out that no one deceives you.
Yes. Amen. I want everyone to order the book today. It's brand new. And we got a deal where you get the video. Yes. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. We've put together a very special offer for our viewing audience here at the Jim Baker Show. This is a $35 love gift to the ministry. You'll receive the brand new book, The Military Guide to Disarming Deception, Battlefield Tactics to Expose the Enemy's Lies and Triumph in Truth, along with the Battle Ready Ministries Warrior Training. This was done here at Morningside, over 5 hours of training. Prepare the church for the end times will also be included in this offer for a $35 love gift to the ministry that includes shipping and handling as well.
I want you to get the books. I want you to share them. Do you have a deal where they could get... maybe three of them?
Yes, absolutely. We have our we always put together our friends and family offer. That's three of the brand new books for a donation of $60 to the ministry. And we also put together, Dad, a baker's dozen, which is 13 books for a $200 love gift.
You could become a missionary and pass these out. This is the kind of material the church needs now.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
We're in war.
Yes, we are.
We're in the last day war. And by the end of this year, you're going to say, Jim, you were really right. Mm-hmm. Even if you doubt it now, you won't doubt it by the end of the year. So I want you to order this book. Get it for your friends. Put them in the back of your car like Lori does and be a missionary and
Amen.
Pass them out. You'd be surprised how many people you meet at the dentist or wherever.
That's
and
right.
You say, I got this book I want you to get. Then you run out your car and get them. Just like Lori does. Be a missionary. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I really believe that. You propose that right now we are in a spiritual war against Satan and his military of darkness. Oh, that's what Rabbi taught us. Tell us more about how battle-ready ministries prepare us for this war.
You know, Jim, what we have to do is wake up every morning and understand that we are at war. Yeah. If you are a soldier in a regular army unit,
right,
you don't get up every morning and say, well, I think I'm going to do. No, you get up and you're going to do what your commander is telling you
That's
to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so you train. I don't give a weapon to a soldier and say, go and fight this battle without training them. That's why this material we did 5 and 6 hours is going to be important for people to get, because we have to have a battle ready mindset. Yeah. Fight tonight is what our divisions in Korea, that's their mindset, because in Korea, the war could go up at any moment. Artillery could be hit in Seoul, Korea. I've been there 37 seconds before the first round hits. Those soldiers have to be ready day and night. And so if you want to be battle ready, if you want to be ready for the end times, you got to get back into the war. You got to get the mindset that we are in war and Satan is after your hide. And if you think you're going to get out of this scot-free, you are not. You know, there is no neutral. There is either bad, evil, darkness, and there's a kingdom of light. Now you need to choose where you're going to be.
Wow. That's right. Amen. Amen. Wow.
So you believe we're in the war right now?
We are absolutely in the war.
Against Satan?
Absolutely.
It's a dark war.
It's been unleashed, and it's getting worse every day. The forces of darkness have been unleashed. Hell has been unleashed on this planet.
Yeah.
I think it started back with Barack Obama and maybe Clinton, but Barack Obama made the military a social network, you know, of all the stuff that he wanted to experiment with instead of being a fighting force. He unleashed Pandora's box on the world, and all those demons, all those devils of hell have been unleashed, and they're here, and they know their time is short.
Right.
They know that Satan knows his time is, he's getting ready for the king to be coming. So we got to be prepared, and we got to get battle ready. And these pastors who are just preaching about whatever need to get battle ready focused and get back into the fight and get their people ready to be battle ready.
Yeah.
Either one of you could answer this question. Why are so many people leaving the armed services? Why are so many warriors resigning?
Or not signing up.
Not signing
they're
up
having
again.
A hard time recruiting.
They're saying they're having a hard time getting men.
I probably should answer that, yes. Being in the military.
Yes.
First of all, a lot of people, and don't take offense at what I'm about to say, because it's true, a lot of people in the United States are overweight. They're not ready to get in the military. The military cannot accept them, number one.
Yeah.
You know, we are not in physical condition. We're eating all the wrong foods.
Right.
We're doing all the wrong things in our life. In the old days, World War II prior, we got people out of the farm. They were ready. They were physically fit and ready to go. And now, you know, people are leaving. And Trump has said this the other day. If he becomes president, he's not going to require people to be vaccinated.
Right.
And so we have over 60,000 troops that have to leave the military because they're not vaccinated.
Right.
Well, we're getting ready to maybe go into war with China. We need those troops. It's just one thing after. And the woke military, and people are tired of it. They have signed up to go to the military to fight our country's war, not to be indoctrinated in stupidity.
Yes.
Wow.
That's right. Excellent.
Did I say that hard enough?
Say it harder. You just challenged me, really, because you are strong. I don't hear many strong preachers anymore. They're really pulled back because they don't want to offend anybody. But in the war, I wonder why they're concerned in the army now. Here I'm getting in trouble again.
Join the crowd.
They're about sex change and that kind of thing. When shouldn't they be worried about winning wars?
Jim, I don't think we have enough time on the show for me to talk about this, but I will make a short answer. And the fact of the matter is, I actually was commissioned when I was in the Pacific region to go to every command and look at what they were training our soldiers. That was one of the things my commander asked me to do. And, you know, we came back with a report. We're not focusing on our warfighting skills. We're focusing on wokeism, on suicide prevention, and all this other stuff. But everybody was complaining because commanders need to be focused on one thing in the military, fighting our nation's war. Because if we don't focus on it, we're going to lose to China. We're going to lose to Russia. We're going to lose this country if we don't focus on what is really important. And it's the same in the church. If we don't focus on what is really important and stop this wokeness and this culture stupidity, we're going to lose the church, and we already have lost the church in many instances.
Wow. You're powerful.
Amen.
How does the new book on deception build it on the message of your program, your previous book, The Military Guide to Armageddon?
So the first book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, was about getting people ready for the end times, helping wake up the church, wake up the world, that all the signs of Jesus' return are converging now. And this new book is about how to navigate all this deception. So in the angelic realm, the devil is like a master military strategist, and and his angels under him are organized in a military fashion. And so all these psychological operations, the deception, the propaganda, it comes from the top of this, this demonic structure, and it's conveyed throughout the world from, China, from Russia, from the deep state, from the different forces of darkness here in America. And it's all being targeted to, defeat us, to move us into this antichrist system, and ultimately to try to lead as many people to hell as possible. So that's the battle we're in. It's our eternal souls are at stake here. Billions of souls are hanging in the balance, and that's the battle that God is fighting to bring as many to the kingdom as possible before He returns.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
These last wars that we read about, and many believe we're in the Third World War, but these last wars of the Bible will kill millions. I always get Mondo's degree with me because he has all the numbers, but it's millions.
That's right.
The devil really wants to take a whole group of people to hell.
Yes, absolutely.
He knows he's lost. He still tries to win, but he's a loser. He can't win.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a video clip from the last time you and Troy were on the show.
Uh-oh.
From January 2021. If you're talking about the possibility of a civil war here in America, let's watch this, and then we're going to talk about it.
I was doing chapel in Baghdad. Soldiers would come in to the chapel fully armed for warfare. And we would preach the gospel to them and do a service. And while we were doing that, they laid their arms down. And they worshiped the Lord, and then they picked the arms back up and went back to war. That's the image of the church that we're trying to get to people, that we have to be warriors. There's no time for us to be on the sidelines. We have to do everything possible. People don't realize this, but more soldiers died in the Civil War than all our other wars, including World War II. I hope to God and I pray it doesn't come back down to this. And that's why I'm saying that we need revival. We need repentance. We need the church. We need the ministry. Because if the church was not asleep right now, we wouldn't be in this mess that we are in. We're in this mess because people, preachers, are preaching feel-good messages, self-help messages, all kinds of things that tickle their ears, but they're not preaching the truth of the gospel, and that's what the world wants, the truth of the gospel. They don't want mamby-pamby religion anymore, and it's not going to hold up with this generation. So, yes, it is possible, but we will have a physical, real war in the United States of America. But I pray and hope to God it doesn't come to that, because I have seen what war does firsthand to people, and it's not something I want to see happen on these shores.
Excellent. I've been wanting to mention that, Jim, you endorsed. There are several people who endorsed this book, yes. And you endorsed this book.
I endorse it again.
And you're so fun. Anyway, Tom Horn endorsed it, Rabbi Jonathan Byrne, all of our great friends, Matt Hagee, all these different people endorsed your book. And I have to say, you did a good endorsement, honey. I mean, when I read it, I was like, that's good. That's exactly.
Well, I believe in this book, and I believe in them. And Colonel, it's been, what, a year and a half since that show was taped?
Yeah.
Do you still believe civil war could happen here? Do you, I happen to believe you're right. I happen to believe if you push the church much further and we get to the point where we'll keep doing evil, the church is going to fight for its freedom if they want to close the doors of our churches, which they've been trying to do.
You know, Jim, you asked a question, you know, are we going to be in civil war? Ladies and gentlemen, we are in war.
Yep.
We're in civil war right now.
We are.
And if you don't realize it, we are the war that's going on is far worse than the civil war ever was, although we lost 600,000 soldiers. But the war that we're in now is for the hearts and minds of our eternal souls.
Yes.
And you know what? We're losing people in the church. We're losing people to the counterculture, to the critics, to the, you know, the socialism, to CRT, the Black Lives Matter, all these groups. We're losing people because people don't want to hear the truth anymore.
That's right.
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul said, two things are going to happen before the coming of the Lord. One of them is the falling away of the church. It's happening right now
right across
the world. We're losing millions of people, and those people are going to follow the Antichrist.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, give me safety. Give me everything that I want if you'll just give me work and security. So we're willing, just like the pandemic, we're willing to trade everything. So the war is on right now.
Yes,
you may
is.
Not see it, but it is here, and it is powerful.
It really is.
Troy, what are the areas of today's society where the dark forces are present and are influencing us as a nation?
You know, so with this topic of deception, this is the key strategy the devil's using against us. So today you see the popularity of witchcraft and Satanism and you know, wizardry and all that kind of stuff exploding among the younger generation,
yes.
All this occult stuff that the Bible warns us against. And then you see all these, the popularity of UFOs.
Yes.
People think that UFOs are going to come and save us. Now there's like 6% of people have a biblical worldview today, but polls show 4 to 7 times as many Americans believe that UFOs exist or they may return. And so it's almost like a new religion that Hollywood is trying to create. So there's a lot of popularity of those subjects. So they're just like multiple types of deception that the devil's using against us to try to lead us down the wrong
path.
And
the psychedelic drugs, some of them are the past, Lori, that you you know more about than I do, just because you're in you were in that society.
Yeah.
But they're coming back.
Yes.
And they're looking for psychedelic experiences, supernatural religious experiences.
Yes.
Remember, we've been reading and studying a lot about all of this.
Yes.
So I don't know what to say, but demon power is trying to take over America. And we, as believers, have got to stand for God. And believers are even taking offense at God and Pastor Andrew Brentson, who was held in a Turkish prison for 2 years. He recently spoke about taking offenses at God. Let's watch this.
Objectively, I can say God did not abandon me, but it very much felt and looked that way. And it was agony to my soul. I wept bitterly many times. As I look back now, I can see that I had grace. But for the most part, it was an unfelt grace. And so my heart was deeply wounded. My deep disappointment led to doubts, to anger, to accusation. First, I questioned God's existence. Then I questioned his character. I knew he loved the whole world. But did he really love me, Andrew Brunson? Was he really faithful? Was he completely good and truthful? I wasn't so sure anymore. The offense in my heart was strangling my relationship with God. This is what Jesus was warning about when he said, "The love of many will grow cold." He was speaking to the people of God, saying that many are going to turn away because they become offended at God. When something bad happens, when there's a natural disaster, or even a terrible event that is directly the result of man's sin, like a mass shooting or a war, most people become angry at God. They blame Him. God, if you're all powerful and loving, why don't you intervene? How can you let this happen? So Jesus warns specifically that believers will become offended that God allows evil to metastasize. That is, the degree of wickedness that God will allow. And believers will also be offended at the judgments that God brings as a consequence of this wickedness. I think in the years ahead, we're going to see what happens when the leaders of a nation turn their backs on God.
Now, here's the thing. Let's remember, because we didn't say it to you, if you don't know, but he was in prison in Turkey for 2 years. This is what this man of God is talking about. I mean, a precious man of God. He's been on our broadcast before. I mean, the most tender soul, the most sweet, spirited person, but he was in prison in Turkey. It was horrific what he went through. Mm-hmm. And he knows what he's talking about.
Because people are offended at God today. They're turning their backs on God in America.
Yes.
And if we don't turn to God, we have no other hope but God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jim, the reason we wrote the first book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, is I wrote this in the preface, and this is exactly what this pastor is talking about, what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. I went to war, and we were prepared physically and mentally and emotionally, but we were not prepared. Young soldiers were not prepared to see the death and destruction that was all around them, and many of them were bitter at God. Many of them were bitter at God because they saw what was going on with their friends and themselves, and they came back disillusioned and disappointed because they weren't prepared to see what they're about to see. And many in the church today, the same thing. They're not ready to see what they're about to experience, because I believe what's coming is going to make the pandemic look like a Sunday school picnic in the days ahead. Mm-hmm. And many are going to fall away because they're going to be offended at God. God, why didn't you protect me? Why didn't you protect my family? You know, some people are going to say, hey, I'm going to serve the Antichrist. He's going to give me a job. I know people right now, Jim, a nurse at Fort Benning Hospital told me, she was in tears, she goes, chaplain, they're saying, I have to get the shot or I will lose my job. And I've been working here for years in the federal government. And she goes, I don't want to, but I got to take the shot and to save my kids. What do you think is going to happen when you can't buy or sell or do anything and you come up before the Antichrist? Are you going to take the mark or are you going to save your soul or your family, or are you going to be offended at God? That's the kind of things we're going to be dealing with, we have to deal with, and we're going to deal with in the future.
Yes, we are.
That is so powerful. Troy, in the book, you say that only a quarter of Americans feel confident in their ability to recognize deception or false news. We explain that further?
You know, there's a study I read recently that said that the kind of propaganda and disinformation that the media has been using against us is highly effective at deceiving people. And Hitler knew this. And, you know, with Goebbels and his propaganda minister in the 1930s, they used what was called the big lie. You tell this lie so big that it seemed like it wouldn't make any sense, but that's what they did. And that's what convinced the German people to go along with the atrocities of Nazi Germany. This study said the same exact thing that Hitler used on Nazi Germany in the 1930s is now being used on America. And so the techniques they have, scientific mind control, is so pervasive. You know, in social media, Hollywood, the mainstream media, pretty much you name it, it's very powerful. And so that's why we wrote this book, is to help people navigate this unparalleled deception that's we're being bombarded with today.
Absolutely. All across the border, everything. I wish I could talk about border. I want to know, but we can't talk
tomorrow
about
it. Tomorrow you can.
Yeah, okay.
Can't talk about it today?
yeah. Oh, man. Well, because it's unbelievable what's going on. We're literally being invaded. We're literally, I come from a border state. I'm from Arizona. I understand it.
But who would say America's safe when their borders are wide open? And criminals can come in, drugs come in by the almost billions of dollars worth of drugs.
The cartels
are killing people.
Of course. The fentanyl
raping children.
Of course, the fentanyl comes from China to Mexico. China's trying to kill us.
Why doesn't somebody get upset over the fact that the
and then they're raping the little children. They're raping the little girls and they're
turning them into sex traffic.
And also that, yes.
With even the mothers and the yes. women are turned into sex traffic.
Absolutely.
And we don't do anything about it, people. We must answer God. Because things are happening, and this year, I believe, is the beginning of the most desperate times on earth. I believe that Jesus is coming soon. The days are very, very, very wicked. I want you to get the book, the Battle Ready seminar, and be the military guide to disarming deception. I want you to get both of these for a gift of $35 and study to know what's coming, because these things are coming. And I want you to be able to be prepared. We've had such a hard time getting food.
Mm-hmm.
There's parts of food you can't even get anymore.
You're talking about the 30-year shelf life food.
That's right. Now, we have in stock the water bottles, and you can get six of those in a very, very, the best deal we have ever.
Water and the filtration.
They will purify mud puddles. They'll purify any water except ocean, and except salt water. It won't do salt water for some reason, and it takes something special to do salt water. But when you are going through the final days, the power's gone, whatever. Mm-hmm. You have to have water.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You have to have food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and water only.
That's right. Because
about
this
3 days, I think, without water.
Absolutely. And this has been the warfare. Talk about warfare that's happening. The warfare has been that this ministry was called, and the mission of the ministry was to prepare you with practical spiritual tools that could help you in the times ahead. And what we saw these last couple of years is the warfare that came against us being able to do just that with the emergency food, with the water bottles. And so we've been working diligently. As you just mentioned, Dad, we do have the Seychelles Extreme Survival Water Bottles in stock right now available. We have one for a donation of $45 to the ministry, along with six of them for a donation of $185. They're available right now. Shipping and handling is included. So you want to place your order. But these have been the warfare. Every door has been closing as we've been trying to sound the alarm spiritually and then also practically sounding the alarm to prepare you and your family as well.
The reason we're not going to be able to have these kinds of things in the future is these companies are being closed down. You don't get it. Mm-hmm. Stores are being closed down. The small stores, like in New York City, they're closing.
That's right.
They're closing all over America, thousands of them. And we are living in the last days. Now, we've just been able to get food.
Yes, we have secured the food. That's right.
So we're going to have, but we only can get like 1,000 buckets of food every so many weeks. Mm-hmm. And we have them now, and it's time for you that want the food.
Yes.
If you can order a little bit, even we're talking, just get one bucket. Usually we do like a dozen buckets or something, but we're saying if you just get one bucket at a time, and then every week or two, get another bucket, whatever you can do, mm-hmm. but have the food. I don't care what you do. If you don't have food, you're going to go crazy. You're going to eat bugs. You're going to eat snakes. You're going to do whatever you can to stay alive. Mm-hmm. I have a B-roll I want to run about the food. This is one of the greatest food we've been developing for years. And I want you to have it. It's 30-year shelf life food. Mm-hmm. And here's a little bit to talk about it.
Attacks on civilian targets are increasing.
In Mykolaiv, residents live under the constant threat of bombing.
Well, a recent study shows the need for food across our state has more than quadrupled in the last 6 months.
But data is showing people need it. Back in December, their research shows about 8% of Maryland families reported food insecurity. Last month, that number quadrupled to 32% reporting a need.
The last 2 years, I've already seen a doubling of the number of people who are severely food insecure. We face a real risk of multiple famines this year. And next year could be even worse.
We are going to have the worst famine the world's ever known. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And once this thing bams, there won't be any food
That's
left.
Right.
Get prepared, be ready, get your food. If you haven't already, now is the time. Take this window of opportunity to get your food and get your family prepared.
We have just been able to secure a 30-year shelf life food buckets.
Yes. Right.
That's
all they had. In this, we bought them all, and we put our, you know, said we want them.
Yes, they committed them to our
ministry. They committed them to us. So you can get a bucket that includes shipping and handling.
That's incredible.
With that, and this bucket now is retailing $250 retail, plus shipping.
That's right.
And so this is the best deal that I can make.
And you get amazing food, like you get strawberry flavored creamy wheat, maple brown sugar oatmeal, buttermilk pancakes, soups and entrees, Spanish rice, mushroom rice pilaf, creamy chicken flavored rice, spaghetti marinara.
Oh, is that good?
Yes, it is. Cheesy broccoli rice, the black bean burger. Mm-hmm. Jim loves those. Hearty vegetable chicken flavored soup, creamy potato soup. I love that.
And this stuff tastes great.
It tastes amazing. Sweetened banana chips, morning mousse, a low fat milk alternative. I don't know who was on the broadcast recently. Somebody was on recently. Like all kind of blind goes together.
Guests.
But one of our guests said, he said, I have to be honest with you. I got into the bucket and I drank all the morning mousse milk. It's the best I've ever tasted.
He said,
right?
It's so creamy. It tastes so good.
Listen to me. There's a crisis coming. Write this down. There's a crisis coming in America. It's going to hit Africa first and Asia, but it's coming to America. By the end of this year, I predict that you'll have unbearable food shortages, and this here may be the only thing you have left to eat. The problem is when the crisis comes, it'll be too late.
Yeah.
That's true. It's true.
So it's our limited quantities that we hope to have maybe 1,000 a month or so, but you need to order them one at a time. We hate to limit anybody, but if we want to spread it around. Years ago, we could do thousands of them.
Yeah.
But we can't get the food anymore.
It's important. In fact, in our book, the last chapter of the Armageddon, we talk a whole chapter about this thing. You can't go to war in the military without eating and drinking. You're going to lose.
That's right.
And we're made to do that. And so this is extremely important. People think this is a gimmick. This is not a gimmick.
Oh, no.
This is the real thing.
Oh, yeah. You're right, Colonel. You know, they used to make fun of us so many years. They used to make fun of us because we would talk about and offer, you know, 30-year shelf life food.
Right.
I mean, all day long. I mean, I'm talking a lot of people, preachers, everybody. Oh, there goes Jim Baker.
Yeah.
Offer, you know. But
they ain't doing that anymore.
Oh no, they're not making fun anymore. They're not laughing anymore, because if you watch the news, if you read anything, you know that we are in a food shortage crisis. It's going to happen. It's going to be more. And Jim is a watchman.
But I believe Bible.
Yeah.
And the Bible says famine is coming.
Yeah.
One of the four horses of the apocalypse is famine.
That's right.
And I rest because I know I can take care of my family because we have put food away. But a lot of people don't. And I don't rest because I worry about those who are not ready.
Yeah.
So you can order.
Yes, we have them available. Limited. You can call our 1-888-988-1588. You can order one of the prepared pantry food buckets. That's 60 meals per bucket for a donation of $215 to the ministry. That also includes free shipping. So the shipping and handling is included in that offer amount as well. Call us 1-888-988-1588. And the operators are there to help you place your order today.
Yes.
Okay, well, I hope you'll do that and write that number down and just remind yourself to every month or so order another bucket of food and store them in a cool place, not in the attic, in the basement is the best, down lower.
Yes, that's
under
right.
Your bed. Just any place inside your house will be good to store your food. But when we started, I never heard of 30-year shelf life food. I don't even know if they even made it at that point, but we found it. We've been able to have it manufactured, and now is the real time of trouble, and it's not available like it should be. Do whatever you can to be ready, but be ready and have Jesus in your heart.
Yes.
Because the way you're going to heaven is by knowing Christ as your Savior. That's why Jesus came to earth. That's why he died on the cross. And he forgives us of all of our sins. And he gives us eternal life. So ask him to come in today.
Yes.
God loves you. He really does. I want to thank David and Troy for being with us today. I appreciate them being here. And be sure to get their book.
Yes.
Why, it's coming out right now. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.